ballistic missile strikes in Iraq, which apparently produced no casualties. The attacks targeted two Iraqi airbases that host U.S. troops. The actions came amid Iranian threats to retaliate for the American drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called the strikes a slap in the face to the United States and said that military action against the U.S. was not enough, that the real revenge for the killing of Soleimani will be to force America out of the region. The former U.S. ambassador to Iraq under President Obama, Christopher Hill, says President Trump has an important decision to make on the issue of troops in Iraq.
If the Americans leave Iraq, that would be a huge victory for the Iranians and also a defeat for us in the sense of our ability to fight or to deal with ISIS. So that's a key question yet to be answered.
AP's Zaria Shackley now reports on world reaction to Iran's missile launches.
U.S. officials have said there are no immediate reports of U.S. casualties. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has condemned the Iranian missile strike and has urged Iran to refrain from further military action. China's foreign ministry is expressing concern about the spike in tensions in the Middle East and says it hopes matters can swiftly cool off. Germany has condemned the Iranian missile attack, and Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer said the government rejects this aggression in the sharpest possible terms. I'm Zaria Shakili.
An Iraqi militia commander killed alongside Qasem Soleimani in last week's U.S. airstrike was buried in the Iraqi city of Najaf today. Yesterday, thousands gathered in his hometown of Basra to bid a final farewell to Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. As the world ponders the meaning of Iran's missile attacks, Thomas Warrick of the Atlantic Council says those strikes, which avoided American areas at both Iraqi bases,